So I was born and raised here in DC, and I discovered kind of my love for photography and my love for punk rock at the same time. I was in high school and I was taking a photography class and looking for things to photograph. Then I discovered punk rock, and the rest is history, I guess. I'm still shooting bands and live music to this day. And it was just an incredibly exciting, energetic thing to photograph. And then I met Scott, the director of the film, pretty early on. He had called me up when I was working in a record store and asked me if he could use my photos in his fanzine. And I had done a fanzine a few years earlier. This was like 1984. And, I'm like, "Do you need prints?" And he's like, "No, I'll just cut up your magazine and paste it in mine." And I was like, "Sure thing." And we've been friends ever since. Scott had the idea to do a film. I've thought about publishing a book of my work, and my photographs have been in newspapers and magazines and on record covers and whatnot. But I've also done film and video for many years, and Scott had the idea to do the film. He came to me and wanted to collaborate. I thought it was a very ambitious undertaking, but he brought me on board, and it's been a great experience. I'm so glad I said yes. I'm thrilled to have the movie opening at the AFI this weekend. It's taken about 4 years to get this thing done, and we're incredibly happy with the way it turned out. This scene means a lot to me. I grew up listening to this music and discovering the power of music and how it can shape your life. And I'm really, really excited to share that with the hometown crowd this weekend.